Hey there, can I sit with you? Well, the bar is just so loud, and I just kind of wanted a chance to peacefully relax, so you wouldn't mind if I join you? I'll buy you a drink. Thanks, I'll be right back in a sec, hon. Nifty, huh? You can learn how to carry a few drinks after being a waitress for a few years. Why did I bring so many? Well, I mean, look how loud everyone is. If we're going to enjoy our time here, we shouldn't keep going to them. Now we have all the drinks here we'll need. Oh, please, sharing is caring. Drink as many as you'd like. They're for the both of us. So, what brings you here tonight? Especially on your own so late. No, you don't have to talk about it, hun. Just if you wanted to. I can see on your face you're not exactly in the best mood, and honestly, I don't really care the reason why. I just want to help you out, hun. Honestly, look, maybe you had a bad day at work. Some fight with a friend or partner. I don't care. No one deserves to be all sad on their own, so drink up and let yourself be happy. Even if just tonight. Please, I do insist, dear. Believe me, I've had a rough time recently, but we can't all just look after ourselves without expecting a few issues. Again, I'm sure, and I don't mean that you have to tell me in detail or give me some personal backstory. I mean, with all that drinking, I doubt you'd have time between it, but, you know, just talk at me. Imagine me as just some stranger who won't judge and you might never see again. Well, and the fact that with the way that you're drinking, you might not even remember any of this. But yeah, for me, I've been dealing with some pretty annoying people at work. Mostly these two co-workers that just never shut up. And it's not like I hate them, I just wish they'd cool it a bit. But no, dude, that's absolutely fucked. Like, you're not wrong to be mad about that. Are you, okay? No, I don't mean in a mean way, but you drink, like, a lot. Dude, you're drowning that shit like it's oxygen. I'm not saying you can't just be aware of your surroundings a bit, dude. Well, yeah, I'll be here for you to watch, but how exactly do you plan on getting home? You're just going to walk? Oh, come on. Let me at least get you an Uber. What's your address? I'll put it in for you. You live nearby? Can I at least walk you home then? Doesn't seem the safest for you. Okay. Okay, how about this? If you can walk to the door out of this bar without bumping into something or stumbling over, you can go yourself. Otherwise, I'm getting you home, seeing as I haven't drank myself to the next planet over. You didn't even get out of your seat before you fell over. Give it up already. You need some help getting home when you're acting like that. Sorry, I'm not laughing at you, just... Fuck, it's funny seeing you stumble around like that. Come on, let's get out of here then before you can pass out. Hey, I don't mind. Just hold on to me and we'll get to your place. Eventually. Dude, I don't think I'd trust you to make it to the end of the street from the bar without someone helping you. Where do you live and I'll help you get there? Just around the corner? Perfect then. We'll get you home nice and easy, then. Area's pretty dark. Surprisingly quiet, too. Guess the bar is the area that gets all the traction. No, I was just saying, is this your house? You're standing outside of it, so... It is? Not bad. Why would we say bye now? I mean, I need to at least make sure you get inside safely. Let me just bring you to the door. See? I mean, look how you're doing with those keys, dummy. Just pass them here and let me do it for you. Come on, don't you trust me after tonight? You did at the bar. Attaboy. Come on in. Get in here already, you doofus. Why am I walking in? Dude, how drunk are you? You asked me to get you to bed to make sure you get there safely. Can't trust you up the stairs by yourself now, can I? Just let me keep your safety in my hands. Just go up them, nice and slowly. I'll hold you from behind. Just trust me. There you go. Finally up to the top. Now which one's your room, hon? This one? Ooh, you got a nice bed. Looks comfy too. Go on then. Get in bed. Well, you asked me to watch you sleep, don't you remember? Something about you constantly getting up in the night. Of course you did. I mean, do you trust me? Or like a really drunk you? There you go. I'll just let your pants fall off. Honestly, I'm surprised they stayed on this long. So, just get nice and comfy. You have some nice keys as well. Kinda nerdy looking keychain, but that's fine. Gonna be nice to look at. And so are you doing okay? Well, you're just staring at me, so maybe you'd like some help getting to bed. Well, we need to feel comfortable so you can get to sleep. Just imagine I'm some sweet girl looking out for you. Yeah, imagine that. Come on, make some room already. That's better. Fuck, your bed is as comfy as it looks. God, let me just get in that perfect spot. Sorry, I don't mean to be squirming around so much. Just trying to get as comfy as possible. Just try to ignore me squirming around. Right in front of you. Oh? Sorry. I'm interrupting your sleeping, aren't I? Especially when you've got such a bulge in your underwear. No, no, it's all natural, right? I mean, you did bring me home to help you, so I think I really just have to... Please, I insist. I said I insist. Are you so drunk you've forgotten what men and women do together when we get into bed? Just let me remind your body how we humans do things. Just gotta slide my hand into your underwear. God, you're so hard. Shh, it's okay. Just let my hand wrap around your cock. Fuck, it's so hot as well. I really got you needy. Let me just softly stroke your cock. Don't worry about the mess. You still have your underwear on. And I don't mind getting your pre-cum over me. I'm just looking out for you and making sure you feel good. If it gets a little messy, that's just how it goes. You went to a bar and went home with a nice lady. This is just what happens after. You don't need to keep squirming like that. At least with your whole body. You're free to keep bucking those hips all you like.
That's it. I know your head is spinning, but this head is feeling amazing, isn't it? Just keep moving into my hand. I'll even give you Tip a nice few squeezes. That's great, isn't it? You just want to leak over a hand that feels that good, right? I'm sure those moans were a yes before they left your mouth. Probably just the pleasure and alcohol doing their job, so don't worry. I won't stop giving you this pleasure until you finally pass out. This is about getting you to sleep, after all. Your cock feels really good to just touch. Feeling you helplessly just throb and squirm due to my touch. Your underwear being covered in your pre-cum. So fucking messy. No, don't apologize for that. Being messy just means we're having fun, right? You were letting out all your worries before, so let out all that beautiful pre-cum now. And don't hold back those moans either. Actually, with all those moans and pre-cum you're letting out, you're about to come, aren't you? No, I won't stop. Yeah, I guess we are still kind strangers. But if you feel good, then we wouldn't stop. I mean, isn't this why you invited me back here? Look, just stop listening to your thoughts. You're too drunk. Instead, just listen to my voice. And what it tells you, you should do. Let out your cum. After everything that's happened, just let me stroke out your cum into your underwear. Paint them with your cum and make it so they smell of cum forever. All from my hand. Just fucking cum. It. Come, just stay next to me and buck those hips into my hand until your cock is happy. I'll squeeze your head and make sure you pump all of that cum into your underwear and cover my hand in those thick ropes of cum. Come on, don't hold back for a second. Make sure you make as big as a mess as possible. You adorable little dildo. That's it. Breathe slowly. Let out those last few drops for me. There you go. Give me the load I deserve. Fuck, that's amazing. My hand is totally covered and I didn't have to be rough at all. Oh, don't apologize for covering my hand, baby. That's what I wanted since... No. Mm.
And speaking of the mess on my hand, those pants have to go. Come on. I already did as you asked and stroked you off. What's the harm in me seeing your cock? Just get them off. They're too dirty anyway. In fact, legs up. You heard me. Legs up. Good boy. Let me just slide those off. I'll take those home with me. Well, duh, haven't you done stuff like this before? The person who causes the mess cleans the mess. Of course that's how it works, you dummy. Yeah, those are messy and stuff. Need to take those home. Anyway, let's not waste any more time tonight. What? I'm just climbing on top of you. Well, you said that's what you wanted us to do, right? To fuck? I mean, that's why I did all of this for you. You weren't just leading me on after all this, right? Look, you're probably just too drunk to think yourself. Just let me grind against you for a bit. Fuck. I can still feel the cum coating your dick. Fuck. It's like the best fucking lube imaginable. Keep watching me. Let your dick feel all my pussy rubbing against it. Feel how wet you got from me grabbing your cock, from tasting your cum. That's it. Look how fucking hard you got. It feels even better with my pussy as well. Do you need any more proof than this? I guess your body just remembers what we agreed on better than you. You're even moaning again. I'll take that as you're ready to continue. Shh. Don't worry. I don't mind going the full length at all. You just lie back, you dummy, and let me take everything I want from you. That's it. Just let me line you up with me. And... fuck! Is your cock always this incredible? Fuck. Oh. Fuck. I'm mad I held myself back. I could have had this hours ago. Then again, an alley doesn't seem as fun as your bed. Don't worry about that, babe. Just worry about this. Fuck yes. I needed this so much. I fucking earned this. You know, for someone who's been going through it and feeling down, your cock still fucks like a goddamn champion. If you'd made me guess right now, I'd have thought you were all sad after being raped or something.
telling me no. I would never rape you. Even if you are this good to just mess with and ride. Really. If either of us would be a rapist, it'd probably be you. I mean, you're lucky I was just going along with this. Using a sob story to get a free drinks. Then to lead me to your house and force me into bed with you. How mean. Don't worry. I accept your apology for all of this. Mostly. I'll fully accept it when you fill me with a big load of cum. Oh, come on, you came all over my hand. What's so bad about coming into my pussy? Look, just don't think about it. Lie down, get comfy. And when your cock throbs, when your cock wants to empty out as much cum as possible, shoot it out into my pussy, okay? Then we'll be equal. Until then, though, I won't stop riding your fucking cock. I'll milk everything that I can out of it. So, just keep being pretty and hard, okay? Lord, too. Are you going to come? I'm gonna paint my pussy with your cum. I'll just take those weak moans as a yes. Good timing, too. My pussy can only take so much of your cum. So, oh, fuck. Let's just finish together, okay? I'm coming. I can't hold back for you, so don't you dare hold back on me. Fucking come with me. Fuck. Yes. You're coming inside me. Fill me up. Show me how sorry you are for creeping on me in the bar. Fill my pussy up. Yes. So worth it. Can't even speak, huh? I guess it had been quite the night for you. God, you filled me up so much. I'll leave you to get some rest, hon. Gotta get home and clean this underwear. Fuck, I'll pass out to this. Don't worry about your keys. I'll post them through your door tomorrow. I just need to get a coffee cup first. But I know a place that can do it tomorrow morning. If you pass out as hard as I think you're going to, I'll have enough time to post it through and look like you dropped it. Sweet dreams. We'll see each other very soon.